Education Association, representing over 11,000 of Alaska's dedicated public school employees. NEA Alaska members are united in their commitment to provide an excellent education for every student, regardless of background or zip code. Together, NEA Alaska members work with colleagues, parents, and their communities to build strong public schools that are productive, safe, and welcoming to all. Learn more at NEAAlaska.org and help NEA Alaska reach, teach, and inspire all Alaska students. This message sponsored by NEA Alaska.
A Dillingham resident is recovering in a Seattle hospital after a snow machine crash left him injured on a remote creek bed Sunday night. As KDLG's Izzy Ross reports, a pilot, a visiting firefighter, and local snow machiners worked together to rescue 33-year-old Caleb Westfall.
It wasn't the first time Courtney Horozdovsky had gotten a call from the International Rescue Coordination Center. She says her brother, Caleb Westfall, had used his InReach satellite messenger to call for help when he got caught in a sudden storm while fishing last June. On Sunday, he pressed the SOS button again. Horozdovsky says her brother had also sent a one-word message, crash.
So I was like, oh boy, here we go. He's not on a boat this time, but, I didn't know what he was up to out there. I figured he was snow machining.
Westfall was at the top of the Iowithla River in the McClung Hills, about 50 miles north of Dillingham. Horozdovsky says her brother had crashed after hitting a creek bed and seemed to be in rough shape.
He was texting another friend from his InReach the whole time, just kind of one-word answers, things like serious injury, that kind of thing.
Horozdovsky got in contact with some of Westfall's friends, and the rescue center contacted the state troopers shortly before 5 p.m. on Sunday. Troopers requested help from local rescue teams and sent for a helicopter from Joint Base Elmendorf-Richardson, located in Anchorage, more than 300 miles away. But volunteers got there first. Ian Foe was one of the first to arrive on the scene. He often goes out snow machining with Westfall. He got a call from Westfall's sister and the troopers Sunday afternoon. He rallied three friends, and they set out for the crash site on snow machines. Foe's group found Westfall conscious but badly bleeding from his leg and face when they reached him shortly before 8 p.m.
We just kept him warm. We brought some blankets, and we started a small fire and waited for the helicopter.
Recording in progress.
Be on its way. But we also contacted a friend in the area that was flying around, and he's on skis.
People could go and look at it. And then, like I told Cheryl before, we used to post them at the post office and the store, but mm-hmm. I don't really see that point. Who's going to stand there in the lobby? You know, you've got, 37 pages?
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
I mean, that's a lot of work. I mean, after I got the printed documents, it took me like 3 hours to sit down and sit at the table and do it.
I'll talk to them up there and see if they can set something up.
Yeah.
In that area. Just,
yeah.
You just notice it and people come by and look at it. That's spectacular.
Sides,
yeah. Yep.
Got gas and the gas handle was full of diesel.
Oh, really?
Stinky.
How come it was full of diesel that I don't know?
I almost wrecked
my hand. I'll let Dave respond. I saw Carlene's question. That's a publishing company, Heinemann.
Oh.
For I think it was for this stuff called Fontas and Panel. You know, people use my card sometimes for stuff. And I'm thinking, it's like Dave said, Sherilyn's going to answer it. But I'm pretty sure that's what it was.
Oh.
I don't remember what happened. But.
Your thing set up?
No, because I didn't want to use up all my internet. But I sat there and played with it. I was figuring it out. I just couldn't upload my packet on it.
Sure.
Guess I'll, not be visiting the Ukraine anytime soon. That's awful. I feel bad for those people.
Was Amanda Nixon tenure?
Yes.
Yes, she was. Yeah. Oh, I have those.
Did you guys talk about that today?
I asked him because she was on there as a new hire, and I told her that she's not a new hire because we accepted their resignations. Their resignations were on the last board meeting, mm-hmm. and we accepted them, so they wouldn't be a new hire.
Oh, sorry. Thanks.
Hello. Hello?
I'm here. This is Annette in Akatan.
Oh. Okay, thanks.
They were talking just a moment ago from the DO, but then they turned it off again. So.
Oh, okay. I was thinking, geez, I heard somebody. Did I get cut off?
We hear you.
Why don't I run and get those? Those letters, they're up at my house to rescind their resignation.
Okay.
I think that'd be easier, don't you think?
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'll be right back.
Hi, Miss B.
Hi,
Mrs. B.
Hi.
Hi, Miss B.
Miss.
Hello. Strangers, hello. I see all of you. Hi, Ellie. Hi, Hazel.
Hi.
You guys,
you joining, Shane?
You guys grew up on me.
Sure. For a little bit.
Yeah, I know, right?
Hi, Ruger.
Hi, Mr. B.
Hi, how are you? Good to see you guys. Look at them. It's all grown up. Classroom still looks almost the same.
Yeah, not much has changed.
The whale is still there.
The whale?
On the wall, yeah.
Ellie, you sound like your mother.
She looks like her mother.
She's starting to look a lot like Reagan.
Yeah, that's true, too.
Yeah, sometimes I can't tell them apart.
How that works.
Yeah.
I don't think I have the other contract.
What are you eating? Ice cream?
I love ice cream. Big cinnamon with the rice and butter.
Okay.
Our dinner we made and had to run to the meeting.
What is it called? Animal.
Edible.
Oh, edible. You must said animal. Animal.
Tell Mr. B hi.
Oh, cookie dough is edible.
Capital F, capital P, false pass, no spaces, 2028.
Mm-hmm.
He got to stay home today.
Lucky.
Yeah,
Tony went to this quick thing.
Hello?
You're so good, Amy.
Thank you.
Patrick had to run home to get some papers, so we're waiting for Patrick.
Okay, thank you. Kirk, could we make sure everybody is noted in the, I can't see who the 19 participants are.
Yes, I have call in number 3861210.
Yep, that's Amy Eubank.
Give me 1 second. Call in number 299-5767.
That's Kyle and Amy 5767.
Okay, thank you. Everyone else.
Kirk, do we have everybody identified in the call-in or on Zoom?
Yes, everyone's on Zoom, identified and named.
Perfect, thank you.
Rita, I don't know if you want to start without Patrick, since we'll just be doing the roll call and pledge allegiance and establishing everybody and thing, but it's up to you.
Yes, I think it's here. Please. That's exactly what I was just going to say. I'd like to call the meeting to order at 7:07. And could we please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, the republic for which it stands, one nation, God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Cheryl, can we get a roll call, please?
Harlan?
Yes.
Carla? Here. Hillary?
Here.
Jackie?
Here.
Rita?
Here.
Rhea?
Here.
Carlene?
Here.
Ellie?
Here.
We have a quorum.
Thank you. Can I get the others in attendance? Kirk, could you name off people online, please?
Yes, here's myself, Cheryl Roof, District Office Conference Center, King Co. Conference Center, Amy Eubank, Kyle Settles, and Amy Settles, KSTP, Steve and Amanda Mixon, Annette Barnett, Austin Roof, Quint Campion, DJ Maniston, Danny and Candace Robb, David Nielsen, the DO Board, Carlin Newman, Hillary Seifert, Lynn Pinkelman, and Megan Gatlin.
Thank you.
He was there first one.
Both pass. Carlene, could you announce who's you have in the room with you?
Yep, there's me, Ellie, Hazel Yetchmanoff, Ruger Hoblet, Shane Hoblet, and Mrs. Gatlin.
And you can't Thank see you. Mrs. Gatlin.
Thank you. In the district office,
we have Patrick Mayer, Cheryl Roof, Jimmy Smith, senior, sorry, and Austin Roof, somewhere here.
Thank you. King Cove.
Jacqueline Dela Cruz.
Bless you.
Thank you. Did I miss anybody else?
So was there only just Jacqueline in there in King Cove?
Correct.
Okay.
Just me and Akitan, Annette.
Thank you. Okay, hearing no more, we'll move on to the next item, the approval of the agenda.
I'd like to make an amendment of our agenda. Under personnel, under new hires, I'd like to separate Steve and Amanda Mixon from the new hires, and they would be under C, rescind.
Okay.
I'll second that motion.
So I have a motion made by Hillary and a second by Jackie to move under personnel to move Steve and Amanda Mixon to number C. Can I get a roll call, please, Cheryl?
Ellen?
Yes.
Carla?
Yes.
Hillary?
Yes.
Grant?
Yes.
Carlene?
Yes.
Jackie?
Yes.
Rita?
Yes.
Kelly?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you. Moving on to approval of the minutes. A, regular meeting minutes of the February 22nd, 2022. Can I get a motion to approve them?
This is Hillary. I'll make a motion to approve regular minutes of February 22nd, 2022 and special meeting March 17th, 2022.
I'll second.
Carlene, was that you?
Rayette.
Sorry. Thank you, Rayette. I have a motion made by Hillary and a seconded by Rayette to approve both minutes as in a block for the regular meeting, February 22nd of 2022, and the special meeting of March 17th, 2022. Can I get a roll call, please, Cheryl?
Carlene?
Yes.
Carla?
Yes.
Rayette?
Yes.
Hillary?
Yes.
Carlin?
Yes.
Jackie?
Yes.
Rita?
Yes.
Kelly?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you. Next on the agenda is recognition presentations. Do we have any at this time? Hearing none, we will move down to public comments on agenda items. This time is set aside for members of the public to comment on any of the agenda items. Please introduce yourself and identify which agenda item you wish to speak on. You will be given 3 minutes to express your comment. This time is set aside for the board to listen and note the comments, not to answer questions. If you have any question or require information from the board, it will be best to speak with the administration directly. Please be respectful of others. It is important to note that during a public meeting, as outlined in BP 9323, no oral presentation shall include charges or complaints against any employee, as there is a policy, BP 1312, in which complaints can be addressed. Do we have any public comments at this time?
Yeah, this is Amy Eubank. I'd like to make a public comment on the calendars, if possible.
Go ahead, Amy.
Okay, thank you. I just wanted to do a little explaining. So what happened when we asked to, you know, be part of some calendar options, what we did is we went around and we being the people and some people in King Cove, Sandpoint, you know, asked like, what kind of things would you like to see on the calendar? Would you like, you know, a spring break? Would you like this? Would you like this? Like just giving us some feedback. So we prepared, we being not really me, but I was a little bit part of it, but more a couple other members worked really hard. It's a lot of work. And we prepared 4 options for the returning teachers to vote on. So there were actually 4 different calendars, and all the returning teachers got to vote on which one they wanted. And then the top 2, which you guys have been been sent, were the ones that came before the board. I'm sorry. I'm struggling with my phone right now and it's winning. So like number one, one of the options where it starts, where our school day or school week starts in August, like on the 15th, we have a couple of in-service days. We have a work day and then we open. And that's so that, you know, we're working out those bugs. We're starting school. We're working out those bugs. So we have a long weekend to get things squared away. So that was a reason that maybe we started, I know, midweek, which is a great for kids to start midweek because it kind of gets them used to school. Then they have the weekend and then we have the weekend to work any of those bugs out. And then we wanted a couple of vacation days and then we have an ending, which is fine because we're willing to have a work day on a Saturday. And then the second one that starts, remember now, it starts on the 10th as an in-service day. And then this one was voted on. It was one that we had also returning teachers voted on this one too. They were the top two ones. And then the opening was at that start of the week. And then we have a longer spring break, like a whole entire normal spring break with weekend on the end. And then we're closing on the 19th and we have a work day on the 20th. And also one of the things I wanted to point out is the end of the quarter in services. And I know I spoke a little bit about this the last time I talked, which I can't remember which meeting it was. And I talked about how we needed to be part, if it was okay, we'd be part of this. So those, like, if you look on October 21st on the first calendar as an in service, that is a state, how did this Anchorage School District put it? Like state grade reporting day. And that is considered an in-service. So that would be the day that instead of a work day that we are actually using our time to get grades in. So when you vote on whatever calendar it is, I want you to be, you know, note that those end of the quarter in-services, that's when we're going to be doing our, you know, getting our grades together and doing all that kind of stuff. So I just wanted to point out that we worked really hard to give you guys a couple of options. You know, we started off with four, took the top two that the teachers, you know, my option actually didn't get on there, which is fine because I think that if we give you a variety, but also, you know, those came from teachers. Those two that we handed to you came from teachers. And there's a reason we have the start dates and the stop dates and the, you know, the vacation days and that kind of stuff. So I just wanted to say that. So that you kind of knew maybe going into a vote, or I can't remember if you guys are going to vote on this, that like what we were looking at and the different options that were presented to you. Thank you.
Thank you, Amy. Do we have anybody else on the phone who would like to make a comment?
Hi, this is Kyle Settle, assistant teacher.
I heard Kyle.
Hello? Hi, can you guys hear me? Kyle Settle?
Yes.
Okay, I have a quick comment. I'm not sure if it's actually on the agenda or not, so hopefully I'm in the right place. I was looking through the board report meeting, the board report, and noticed the athletic budget for the 2022-2023 school year. And I was a little bit concerned with some of the things that I saw. And also, as athletic director, I was wondering why the athletic director would not be part of that conversation. So moving forward, going into 2022-2023, I was hoping that the future athletic director could be made part of that decision since they're in charge of such a huge financial component of that going forward. Thank you.
Thank you, Kyle. Did I hear another person on the phone line who would like to speak in regards to agenda items? I see a 497 number. Looks like they're talking, but I don't know. It doesn't say a name.
This is Ashley Cochran. I have concerns about my son.
Okay. And I don't think that we... So during four complaints, charges are complaints. We do have a policy in regards to that, and we would like you to speak with the administration in regards to that. Because right now we're doing comments on the agenda items only, and we cannot talk about personnel. So Ashley, could you definitely follow up with Patrick, please? The superintendent? Okay, moving on. Do we have anybody else on the phone line who would like to make a comment? So I don't see any more. Anybody in Falls Pass?
Anybody? Nope. No.
Thank you. In the district office, any public comments on agenda items? And we don't have anybody here. Anybody else online of the, I can't see the, who the 19 are. Is there anybody who would like to make a public comment on agenda items? DJ, did you?
No, I don't. Clint has me asked me to make a comment later, if that's okay. What you're referring to.
Perfect. Thank you. I just wanted to make sure. Did I miss a site? Did anybody have any public comments, Ekitan?
No, I'm good. Thank you.
Thank you. So seeing that I don't see any hands up or hearing anything else, so we'll move on to student reports. Do we have any student reports? I didn't see any in our packet. But does Ellie want to say anything?
Yeah, she's got one.
Go ahead, Ellie.
Okay. This year in school, we have done a lot of fun things like go for walks, go to the playground, do an egg drop challenge, do a 50-mile challenge. And this year on April 25th, we are going to Anchorage for a school trip, and we are going to drive to Seward, go to the aquarium, go to Exit Glacier, drive back to Anchorage, go to the fish and game office, go to the zoo, and fly back to Falls Pass on the 27th. We are also planning to have a movie night at the rec center, and all the kids from the school will spend the night there. My mom and dad will be chaperoning, and open gym started last week on Tuesday.
Thank you, Ellie. Next item on our agenda is board report. I don't think we had any board reports. Next item is our superintendent's report.
So I have submitted my, I've submitted my report and I don't have anything to add at this time. Thank you.
Thank you. Does any board members have any questions for Patrick in regards to his report? Hearing none, we'll move on to the business manager's report, the current financial.
Thank you, Madam President, members of the school board, superintendent, mayor. The business manager's report is in your packet and there are no revisions at this time.
Thank you, Dave. Does any board members have any questions in regards to our current financial report? Seeing Rayette, go ahead.
I do. I just have a question on the class funds from 2020 and 2021. I noticed that there's still a balance on there. How did we end up deciding they were being dispersed? And then because I know we talked about scholarships and kids going to school, or not scholarships, but them being able to utilize it for college and whatnot. But I'm just curious what we're looking at to do with the rest of those funds as they're just sitting there.
Through the chair.
I looked into Sandpoint, and I can't remember if I looked at King Cove's too. And I think one of their classes had a balance as well, correct? Yeah.
Due to the unusual circumstances with these balances being here, and you are correct that they are available for a scholarship or a tuition assistance. And I believe that the condition was that the funds would be left and made available for 3 years after the year of graduation. So these funds are still available and are being dispersed as appropriate when requested.
Are we reaching out to the students or the families to let them know that there's monies available just in case? They don't know, so that we can provide that? Or is that something that we can do, that we can reach out and say, hey, your class has X amount of funds left in it. We would like to ensure some extra tuition coverage for you guys for the fall semester. Who needs money?
And Dave is correct about that, by the way. 3 years.
Okay. So 2020. So 2019, they in King Cove, their class, they have $3,000, $3,079.70. So coming up on that through those 3 years is close to expiring. Class of 2020 has $8,869, and class of 2021 has $14,556. That's for King Cove. And Sandpoint, class of 2020 has $10,826, and class of 2021 has $22,414. It'd be nice to see the kids actually being able to utilize these funds. I don't know whose job it would be, but I think that we should be reaching out to let them know that there's monies available.
That true for Akatan too? Thank you.
Does Akatan have class funds still? Or
I didn't notice.
I didn't notice one for Akatan. All I seen was King Cove and Sandpoint. The only ones I seen was Sandpoint and King Cove.
You guys had seniors the last few years that have monies in their classes?
Well, we had one student, Nikita, who graduated in 2020. She did go to college for 1 year, but she's getting ready to do coursework through WGU. And I bet if there was money available for her, she would be glad for it. So.
Oh, but we can't take out a different students to, this is individual.
I didn't accounts. Know. I didn't. Yeah. So I don't know where that money is coming from or not. If that went into just the general student account or her, just for seniors, but
or her class fund. Yeah.
Yeah. She raised money to go on the close-up trip, and I'm not sure what happened to some of that. I guess some of it got returned to the city or the corporation or something like that, but I didn't know if there was anything left over.
Yeah, and close-up funds are different too. Those have to be utilized for close-up.
So if I may, Board President UTEC, may I just say something?
Yes, please, Patrick.
So Cheryl and I will draft a letter, and she'll send a letter to the parents. Okay.
Thank you.
Yep. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Do we have any other questions on the current financial report by any other board members? Go ahead, Hillary.
Okay, Dave, on page 15 of 39, I see that it's a function 320 and it's district guidance services, and it was budgeted at $43,200. What position is this?
The chair, that is for school counseling.
Okay, and then right below it on function 350, I see we have a transaction year to date, $14,450. What is that? Because nothing was budgeted for it, and it was just a transaction year to date, $14,450, and it's still on page 15 of 39.
Through the chair, that is for curriculum consultation.
Okay, on the next page, 16 of 39, I have other services, and then we budgeted $2,500, and year to date, we spent $10,740, and then we have an encumbrance of $5,347.
And give me a second. Let me see if I can give you an answer right now.
Hillary, can I ask you to go ahead and repeat the question on page 16 of 39?
Okay, right up on the top part, Rita, it says other services and supplies. We have it, our current budget, both is for $2,500. And year-to-date transaction on the first one was $10,740.32. And we got a bill. We just received a bill for $5,347.98, which puts us over like 643%. And then the next line item
The year-to-date transaction is $10,878.28, puts us over like 435%. And I was just wondering what those expenditures were.
Through the chair, those are related to the service of copy machines throughout the district and the supplies that were needed. There was someone who was contracted, I believe, and went out to all the sites and worked on the copiers.
Okay, so those were copy machines for the schools?
Servicing and repairs and materials to service them and the cost to travel out.
Okay, and then on the same page, we have our auditing, and we budgeted $42,000, and we went over that. And is that our audit that happens in every July? I mean...
Through the chair, yes. Yes, that's the regular financial statement audit, and it's the estimate for the cost is based typically on the prior year, and it seems that the price escalates somewhat each year, depending on the amount of work that they do.
Okay. Okay, on the next page, on page 17 of 39, I have other services, which was budgeted for $44,000, and year-to-date we spent $31,000. We have a budget left of $12,491, but what's this service? District office business must be what it's under, and it just says other services.
Through the chair, those are for the various vendor contracts, support contracts, like for this the new Tyler system, for the old system with EMA, any of the Wiedenheimer contracts that support the accounting system.
Okay, and, so that's for the accounting system.
Yes.
All right, thanks. That's my questions.
Thank you, Hillary. Does any other board members have any more questions for Dave with our current financial report? So hearing none, can I have somebody make a motion to accept our current financial report?
I'll make a motion to accept the current financial report.
Thank you, Rhea. This is Carlene.
Thank you, Carlene. I have a motion made by Rayette and a seconded by Carlene to accept our current financial report as presented. Cheryl, can I get a roll call, please?
Carla?
Yes.
Harlan?
Yes.
Jackie?
Yes.
Hillary?
Yes.
Rayette?
Yes.
Carlene?
Yes.
Rita?
Yes.
Ellie?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you. Next item is our department reports. A activities report from Kyle Settles. Kyle, do you have anything else to add to your report?
No, I do not have anything to add to my report at this time. Thank you.
Thank you. Do we have any board members who have any questions in regards to the activities report presented by Kyle? Thank you. Hearing none, we'll move down to the special education report. from Hillary Seifert. Do you have anything else added to your report as presented?
Oh, thanks, Rita. No, I have nothing to add to the report this time.
Thank you. Do we have any board members who has a question in regards to our special education report? Hearing none, we'll move on to our technology director, Kirk. Do you have anything else to add to your board report?
No, I have nothing further to add at this time. Thank you.
Thank you, Kirk. Do we have any board members who have questions in regards to the technology report? Hearing none, we'll move on to new business. A, the first reading of the fiscal year 23 budget. Can I get a motion to put it on the floor?
Motion.
I'll make a motion to put the FY 2023 budget proposal for first reading on the floor.
I will second. This is Jackie.
I have a motion made by Rayette, seconded by Jackie, for the first reading of the fiscal year 23 budget to discuss
on
the floor.
Can we have a discussion? Can we have a discussion after it's been motioned?
Mm-hmm. That's why.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
Okay. I just want to state a couple things on our proposed budget. One thing is usually when, like we always talk about, we want community involvement, parent involvement, but you know, there's a lot of parents and stuff who don't have internet at home. Community members don't have internet at home, and the financials, they were put out on the internet. We got our packet and it was on Friday the 18th at 3:42 p.m. And a lot of people are leaving work if they go and want to go and download and check out the internet. I mean, I got my, I sent the email on Friday at 1:44 p.m. and asked, you know, if our packet was ready so I could start going over our packet because our meeting was today. And at 1:44, they were still waiting on financials. So we have to figure out a way where we can get our community and our parents involved and make it more accessible. And then also when we were talking today in our workshop, I would like to go and state that I don't agree with the statement of 8 and 9, and that's to reduce staffing by 2 in Sandpoint and to have consideration in our budget for services for a consulting service, counseling, curriculum, and human resources. I don't think that if we're going to go and cut teachers, you know, we have to be creative and figure out how we could keep our teachers to do, give our kids the proper education. And I just wanted to make sure I stated that. And then also with those services removed, I'd like to see a budget. And then also with the relocation allowance, I mean, that's $30,000 of that. And we approved administrative raises. And when we talked about that in our strategic plan and before we went and approved these raises, I brought up concern about declining enrollment, our fishing in our communities, because we are a fishing community, all of us. And like Trident, we haven't even been open this winter. I'm hoping it's open this summer because that's really going to impact our community. And when you're given these big raises and steps to administrative, and then we're cutting on our students, I don't think that's right. So I just wanted to make that statement before we go on for the next proposed budget.
Thank you, Hillary. Do we have anybody else who wants to discuss any items with the first reading?
I do. This is Raya. I just wanted to say that in our sports budget with wrestling being cut, I would like to know before we cut that item out completely, if we do have an interest, I think that we should take that to the kids because, I mean, if there isn't an interest, I understand cutting that sport out of the budget and maybe being creative, doing mixed six, if that's what the kids want to do. And if we have the coaching staff for that, but I think it's a bad idea to cut the number out right now. And then I also agree that I don't want to see us cut more teachers out of our school because we just cut one last year and then we're going to cut another one this year. And then all our classes are all combined except for sixth grade for our elementary. I just think that is not helpful for our students and our teachers. I think we need to be more creative. And we did talk about the pay scale when we were voting on it. And the conversation was that if there was no money, if there wasn't enough money and we had to start making cuts, then yeah, those salaries won't be increased. Well, we just signed contracts and all these contracts have additional fringe benefit, not all of them, but some of them have additional fringe benefits that weren't in there before or addition to. And then also we gave raises to all our administration. And so maybe when we're looking at our FY23 budget or FY24, maybe we need to take more consideration of, can we really afford that? You know, where does the money need to be? And it's my feeling that the money needs to be in our schools. It needs to be with our teachers. It needs to be, that's the important place for it, is that it's benefiting our students and our teachers. And I don't agree with this budget as well. I'm not ready to vote yes on this budget, I guess. But those are my concerns.
Thank you, Rayet. Go ahead, Jackie.
I do have some concerns with this budget. And I think if I was hearing you correct, Hillary, you wanted to remove funding considerations for consulting services such as counseling and curriculum and human resources. And I would not be in favor of removing funding sources for counseling because for several years, our students have been asking for a guidance counselor and we're actually able to provide that service to them in the last couple of years. And it has benefited them tremendously with secondary opportunities during high school and helping them figure out their secondary opportunities and thriving outside of high school. And also we've been given a lot of talk about social and emotional support. And this year she has been able to have that time to provide that service to people that need that social and emotional support going through traumatic experiences. And I would not be in favor of cutting that resource to our students. Many of them need them because they're dealing with traumatic things in our life. And if we have the opportunity to open that up and help further their education, I would not be in favor of removing that service for them. It's something that they've asked for and we are able to provide. And I would not want to see that removed from the budget. And also, I think that we should have some serious conversations within our district about our sports activities and the amount of money that it is on our budget and figure out what is an interest level. And maybe mixed six volleyball isn't high interest level and it's a cost effective way to provide sports at a high competitive level. And there should be conversations happening with our students and our parents and our families on what we can provide them that we can afford without having to cut from areas such as counseling and guidance and curriculum, because without curriculum, why are we even worried about our kids being in their classrooms? What are you going to teach them? What are you going to put a new teacher in a classroom and say, here you go, teach what you want? That doesn't work. It hasn't worked. And I don't think you should cut out that as well. I mean, we need to get our students the information and the materials in front of them that are going to help them succeed in today's world. not 1980s world. So that's just my opinion.
Thank you, Jackie. Is that all?
Yeah, that's all.
Thank you. Does any other board members have any comments in regards to this first reading? So this is actually just a first reading. We're not making any motions to adopt it, anything like that at this time. So at least we have a couple more, definitely the second reading, and then possibly if we still are not in agreement, we may have a third reading of the financials. But does any other board member have any questions or concerns? Carla, go ahead.
Well, I've been going through this budget for days, it seems like. But not only are we cutting out teachers, we've cut our aides in half. Teacher aides, we're combining classes where teachers are going to need teacher aides. They've got two different grade levels. And we've also decreased our special ed aides by 11,000.
And one teacher.
Oh, yeah. And one teacher. So, I mean, yeah, I think we need to work on this budget quite a bit.
Hey, Rita, this is Carlene.
Go ahead, Carlene.
I was talking to Megan here when Hillary was asking about like the what do they call it? Or relocation funds. And that's kind of a big perk for False Pass. Megan just moved from Utah, like all the way to False Pass, and it's pretty expensive to relocate. You know, and she said that didn't even like cover all of her expenses. We do that at the city office too. It's, I mean, to try to, you know, attract employees to a smaller site or, you know, a pretty remote location. So I would suggest, you know, at least not cutting it. Hopefully, you know, we don't need it for a while. Hopefully Megan will be here for a while, but I know that's a big perk when applying to False Pass. And Megan said she probably would not even have come here if, you know, that wasn't there. And I agree not to cut counseling either. I think it's very good for, I know the kids here love Lindsay, working with Lindsay.
Thank you, Carlene. Harlan, did you have any to add, any questions?
Not at this time. Thank you.
Thank you, Harlan. So, and I think we kind of just did a little backwards, but Dave, did you want to speak in regards to the first reading of the fiscal year 23 budget?
Thank you, Madam President. I've noted your comments and concerns, and I will go to work and see what can be done to it, make some adjustments, and still come up with a balanced budget for the next reading.
Thank you, Dave. We appreciate that. And I don't think I missed any board members. No, I don't think I did. So, did we do?
Do we need roll call?
Cheryl? Yes, Cheryl, can I have you do a roll call, please?
Hillary?
Yes.
Carlene?
What are we doing a roll call on? Are we coming out of a...
just to put it on the floor, a motion on the floor for the first reading.
But that's what we did earlier.
We never voted on it. We just had discussion.
Okay.
Correct.
Yes.
Reyes?
Yes.
Jackie?
Yes.
Carla?
Yes.
Carlin?
Yes.
Rita?
Yes.
Ellie?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you, Cheryl. B is fiscal year 23 district calendar. We had some discussion in regards to this in the workshop today. I'm not sure if we, I don't think that we're to the point where making a motion to accept, because I think we were kind of at a standstill. We were talking about merging some together and then bringing it back. Patrick, did you kind of want to give a little briefing on that just for me?
Yes. Thank you. The calendar one was sort of the standout for the board today. And we're going to work on making some adjustments to it based on the discussion that we had today, while at the same time making sure that we have the correct number of days and that it would be approvable by the state. So so that's kind of where we're at. It's just going to have to be brought back when it's refined.
Thank you, Patrick. So moving on to C, the scholarship committee. In our workshop today, we established that the scholarship committee will include two board members, Rayette and Carlene, along with Lindsay.
This is Jackie. I would make a motion to establish the scholarship committee consisting of Lindsay, Rayette, and Carlene, with the charge of evaluating the rubric and coming back to the table with any recommendations on how best to proceed with scholarship awards.
Thank you, Jackie. Can I get a second to Jackie's motion?
Yep. I'll second it. It's Hillary.
I have a motion made by Jackie with a second with Hillary in regards to the scholarship committee. Can I get a roll call, please, Cheryl?
Carlene?
Am I supposed to vote on this? Should I abstain or?
Yes, you could vote.
Okay, yes.
Carlin?
Yes.
Carla?
Yes.
Jackie?
Yes.
Hillary?
Yes.
Rayette?
Yes.
Rita?
Yes.
Gosh, many of which I'm
Ellie?
On. Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you. D is job fairs. Patrick, could you give us a briefing on what we discussed in the workshop today, please?
Yes, this is about job fairs. And Mr. Barker was in Anchorage for the job fair, and there were about 100 candidates there, many districts. Back in the day, even 10 years ago, there'd be 300-400 candidates there. This year there were 100 nationwide. It's a challenge. I will be attending the job fair in Portland, and Dr. Seifert will attend the one in Oklahoma to see if we can round out our roster here. In King Cove, we have only one candidate pending, and that's for math. It's my understanding from talking to Mr. Barker that we have someone that we'll be signing later this week. And in terms of Sandpoint, we have currently four vacant positions that we'll be seeking to fill. A particular concern always is math and science So that's pretty much it on job fairs.
Thank you, Patrick. Next item is E, legislative fly-in and spring boardsmanship. Patrick, could you give a briefing on what we discussed?
Yes, thank today? You. And so the legislative fly-in is for, this is superintendent's legislative fly-in, and that will be, so before any of this, I will be attending the Fisheries Board meeting in Anchorage and testifying on a proposal 282 restricting salmon fishing in Area M. I will be, of course, speaking in opposition to that. And then moving on to the legislative fly-in, I already have appointments with Representative Edgman and Senator Hoffman, mainly, you know, my two biggest talking points are going to be the base student allocation, increasing the base student allocation, which we discussed earlier today. And then also I invited testimony earlier late last week to Senate Education on teacher apprentice programs, which was segued into teacher retention and how the Department of Education and the legislature could assist us as they recognize that recruiting and retention of teachers is very important. And the difficulties, especially that we face in remote rural Alaska, like where we are in the borough. And then the spring boardsmanship, I don't really have a lot of information on that, although I know it is upcoming with AASB. So that may be something that Cheryl will get information out on. And that's all I have.
Thank you, Patrick. Moving forward with the agenda is personnel, A, new hires. In our packet, we have a list of new hires. Can I get a motion to accept them as presented?
I'll make a motion to accept Holly Xavier, or Jesus, Holly, Jesus, Karen Ravenscroft, and Karen Walls.
I'll second.
Jean.
Also, Jean Barbers was added on that list in that secondary email we got.
Correct. Does your motion and the second include Jean Barber?
She's a question. She's yeah. So that's on the new hires also?
Yeah, she wants to know if your motion includes Jean Barber.
Okay, I'll amend my motion to include Holly, Jesus, Karen Ravenscroft, Karen Walls, and Jean Barber.
Thank you, Hillary. Rayette, did you second that?
Yeah.
Thank you, Rayette. I have a motion made by Hillary with a second by Rayette for the new hires, Karen Walls, Holly Stills, Jean Barber, Jesus Verdelard, and Karen Ravenscroft. Goodness. Sorry, I don't mean to butcher anybody's names.
I have a question. Go ahead, Rhett. Can there be discussion on this list? It would have to be executive session discussion if it was. Is that
possible or no?
Yeah. I honestly have no idea.
I don't either. I don't know what the Robert's rules are.
Let me look.
Hello?
So that's an unusual request. So.
Are you talking with the five that we have?
Yes. I have some questions I would like to address the superintendent with that I couldn't do in public session.
Okay, so who am I speaking with?
Take a recess?
We can take a recess to find out for sure.
I'd like to take a recess then to look to see if that's possible.
Okay,
like a 5-minute recess to look. It is 8:08. Do I need a motion to do a recess? Okay. I'm calling a recess at 8:08.
Okay. Hello? Hello?
I think they're on recess.
I call the meeting back to order, 8:14. I talked with our district council, and we are not permitted to go into executive session as it is not on the agenda in regards
okay,
to...
Okay, thank you. Teachers. All right, thanks.
Thank you. So we do have a motion on the floor made by Hillary with a second with Rayette in regards to new hires of Karen Walls, Holly, the same, the five. Can I get a roll call, please? Cheryl.
Harlan?
Yes.
Carla?
Yes.
Jackie?
Yes.
Hillary?
Yes.
Rayette?
Yes.
Carlene?
Yes.
Rita?
Yes.
Ellie?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you. B, personnel is resignations. Can I get a motion to approve the resignations as presented? Daniel Emanuelson, principal in Sandpoint, and Patricia Santiago, mathematics, King Cove.
This is Jackie. I'll make a motion to approve the resignations of Daniel Emanuelson, Principal Sandpoint, and Patricia Sante, Mathematics, King Cove.
Thank you, Jackie.
This is Carla. I'll second.
Thank you, Carla. I have a motion made by Jackie and a second by Carla. in regards to the resignations as presented for the two. Can I get a roll call, please, Cheryl?
Carlene?
Yes.
Jackie?
Yes.
Rayette?
Yes.
Hillary?
Yes.
Carla?
Yes.
Carlin?
Yes.
Rita?
Yes.
Ellie?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Moving on to C, new hires, Steve and Amanda Mixon. To rescind their resignations. Because last meeting, yeah, we had them resigning. Does anybody make the motion to rescind their resignations?
I move to rescind Amanda Mixon and Mr. Mixon's resignations.
This is Jackie, I will second.
I have a motion made by Carlene and a seconded by Jackie in regards to Steve and Amanda Mixon rescinding their resignations. Can I get a roll call, please, Cheryl?
Hillary?
No.
Carla?
No.
Rayette?
No.
Harlan?
No.
Jackie?
Yes.
Carlene?
Yes.
Ellie?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Or Rita?
Fails. Rita.
So the motion fails? I'm sorry.
She's asking for your vote.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I think I skipped your vote.
Thank you. No.
Motion fails.
Thank you. Moving on to public comments on non-agenda items.
Rita.
This time is
DJ. Oh, this is where I was supposed to talk.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt.
That's okay. So public comment on non-agenda items. You will be given 3 minutes to express your comment. This time is set aside for the public to provide input on their views and concerns. Matters commented on by the public will not be debated during this time. The board does not take action on non-agenda items. The comment will be noted and taken under advisement. Again, if your comment is a question, it will be noted and responded to at a later date. Please be respectful of others. It is important to note that during a public meeting, as outlined in BP 9323, no oral presentation shall include charges or complaints against any employee, as there is policy BP 1312 in which complaints can be addressed. And do we have any public comments? DJ, I heard your name, so go ahead, please.
Yes, I have a letter that I would like to read. It's to Mr. and Mrs. Robb. As the principal at Sandpoint School, I apologize for the content of my February board report. I have removed any reference to the past practice in the CTE program from that report. I have submitted a new board report. I was aware of the agreement between yourselves and the AEBSD, and I sincerely apologize for any offense. That's it.
Thank you, DJ. Does anybody else have any? Is there any other public comments on non-agenda items on the phone?
I do, Rita, to the chair. Jim Smith.
Go ahead, Jim.
Hi, yeah, I have a question, which I won't get an answer, but it's to the board through the chair as to why our library and gymnasium are still closed to the public up here at Sandpoint. And I guess I won't get an answer, but I would like the board to direct the administration to open the public library and the gymnasium here for our public, for, you know, people who graduated, people who want to go up and enjoy sports. And at this time, I don't see any reason for the gym to be closed or the library. And that's all I have.
Thank you, Jim.
Yeah.
Do we have any other public comments on non-agenda items? Anybody in Falls Pass?
No.
Thank you. Ekitan?
Nope, we're good.
Thank you. King Cove?
I missed the public comments on the agenda items, so I'll get you at the next one. Thank you, though.
Thank you. That was Lynette Mack. Anybody in the district office? Did I miss anybody on the phone? Hearing none, we'll move on to the board comments. Do we have any board comments? Let's start with Harlan.
Time, thank you.
Carlene?
I don't have anything right now. Thanks.
Carla?
No, I don't have anything right now.
Thank you. Hillary?
Yeah, I do. I would just like to thank the teachers and stuff for the time that they put in to present us with some calendars. And I hope this doesn't discourage any of them to go and work together to see what we could do to get a calendar together for us to approve on. And then also, I just wanted to bring up in our board policy in the 6000s, we have an AR and it's 6145. And it just talks about, you know, getting the students involved in with the board actions. And their one comment was to send a survey to students from 5th grade to the 11th grade to see what their interests are for the next year's sports. And in our AR, it suggests to have it done by February 1st and receive it to the board by March. But maybe just something fun or something for our kids to do just to see what their interests are, you know, between Accutan, Falls Pass, Sandpoint, King Cove. And so we could just get an idea of what they're thinking. And then also in our 6000 board policy, parent involvement, I mean, it talks about parent and community. We got to start trying to be creative and get a way to get more parent involvement and more community involvement. And with the technology, we use everything electronic and internet and stuff. And there's a lot of people who don't have internet in their homes or anything. So, and Dave, I want to thank you for your proposed budget. I know we had, you know, different issues with it, but I think if we all work together as a team, we can figure something out. I mean, we can get it going. So we'll get there. And thanks for all the board comments. I enjoyed them all. Thanks.
Thank you, Hillary. Rayette?
I have a couple of comments. First, I want to thank Emily Brandel for all the Dr. Seuss activities that she did in our school this past month. It was amazing. She organized and set everything up and did all the artwork. And the feedback from the kids was what a great job and how much fun they had doing those activities. So kudos to her for taking that on. She's also taken on some extra basketball with the junior high kids on weekends, her and Jade. So I want to thank them for that, because I know that, well, at both elementary and junior high on the weekend, and the kids are really enjoying that. And then, so she's really made a great addition to our school with all her energy. And then also I wanted to be able to talk as a public and not as a board member, because it's to follow up with Jim said, but since I'm a board member, it has to be here. I feel the same way, that I think that our school is not open to our public yet. And it should be. I mean, our kids are mixing with the other kids. The adults are around the kids. I think that people can start taking their own precautions. And if they don't want their kids to be around other people, then they're not going to allow them to go. Our lab should be open, so parents have an opportunity to take their kids to go check out books, or maybe they want to go check out a book to read themselves. These are all things that have always been funded by our city. And it's my understanding that our city has the funding for to staff these positions. And I know that just the kids in general having their gym time again, to where they did have things to do 6 days a week rather than like staggered days. This has worked forever. And then all of a sudden now we're saying, you know, no, this isn't going to happen for whatever our reasons. They're not any more transmissible on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday than they are on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday is the way I look at it. And I think that it's time that we start talking to the city and whatever our rules are that we want to have in place for our city rec program, that we do that. And the administration hasn't opened anything up yet, and the city's asking us as a board to take action to direct what our what we feel is best for our community. And I think this is what's best for our community, and I think that a lot of community members feel that this is what's best for our community. You know, adults like to exercise too, and the weather isn't always permissible, and not everybody can do an at-home workout regimen. And having the gym as an opportunity and our weight room, it's helpful. It's helpful for adults' emotional and physical health, just as it is the kids. So I'm in support of that, of getting our school open for our city rec program. That means we have to wash down the balls every night. Then I'm sure that there can be monies available that somebody can wash down basketballs every night. That's all. Thank you.
Thank you, Rayette. Can we have the 299-5767 number? Could you mute yourself, please? We keep on kind of hearing chatter. I don't know if you guys heard on your end, but it just keeps on prompting on our end. Jackie, did you have any?
Yeah, I do have a couple of board comments. I just wanted to point out that we haven't really had a lot of student recognition in our last few board meetings this year. And I really think that it's important to celebrate the accomplishments of our students and publicly recognize them for the things that they have been doing. We do a lot of looking at the bad things
And I think it's time to start shifting that focus on looking at the good things. I also want to give a shout out to all of our basketball athletes who just finished a season after 2 years of not really playing and competing in regionals. They all gave their best out there on that court. And it was great to be able to watch them play and come together as a team. And just wanted to say that. And I also think that as a district, if we're talking about opening up our school buildings for our communities, then maybe King Cove should be able to figure out a way to open up the library for our community or our weight room for our community, because we are a district of many schools and they all should be recognized that way. We've been having a lot of discussions about Sandpoint Gym, Sandpoint Pool, Sandpoint Library, and I appreciate those discussions because it's very important for social and emotional development. But I'd like to just point out that we do have other schools in our district, and we are a board of the district. And so let's have those conversations on how our schools can be open for all of our communities. That's all.
Thank you, Jackie. I totally forgot what I was going to say, but everybody has good comments. We do have a lot of good things that has happened this year, and I don't think that we hear that enough. So thank you guys for pointing those out. I do want to ask if we could have, I know we've talked about having the AASB, Timmy Tullis. We've talked about having some board training, and I'd like the idea of bringing somebody out from AASB to do a board training possibly the end of May, or if we could go ahead and have Patrick or look into having Timmy come out to do some board training, I think would be greatly appreciated to not only new board members, but just a refresher for other board members that it's always good to be learning, just like our students. Things change all the time, that I'd like that to be a topic that we discuss on bringing somebody out by the end of the school year or even right after the end of May. And that's all that I have on that. Thank you, guys. Agenda items for next meeting.
Our next meeting's in May.
April.
Mm. April what?
I think it's like the 19th.
I'll be flying to Hawaii that day.
Oh really?
Yeah, and I leave on the
20th. Yeah. And I leave also.
I'll be gone.
The date, since it's early enough, you know.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to be gone.
We need the scholarship information before soon because we need to post for that.
I don't get back till May 2nd, and I don't get back till April 30th.
So maybe
earlier,
like a week earlier.
So it sounds like we need to have Cheryl do like a survey poll on when we should have the next board meeting.
I leave on
the
8th.
Is that the discussion hearing?
And I have meetings all Monday through Friday the 8th is Friday, 9th, 10th. So from the 11th through the 15th.
Is that the APIA board?
And they do it all day long.
Okay.
And then
can we talk about what type of agenda items need to be on? First, the governance calendar does say curriculum update is on the agenda, the governance calendar. And we already just talked about the first reading, so that we don't have to do, but is
budget second reading.
The second reading of the budget. Oh, and the calendar, please.
And scholarship.
So definitely the three, and then the scholarship, having the scholarship committee bring back what they find with how they want to, their recommendations. Yes. Thank you, Jackie. Getting tongue-tied. Is there any other agenda items that I'm forgetting?
How
Policy.
I
think the AASB puts out updated policies around that time, just on the calendar.
Add update policies as recommended by AASB. Yes. Can you please note that as well, Cheryl, too?
You said AASB comes out with new policies?
Possibly, yes. That is what is written in our governance calendar. It says add or update policies as recommended by AASB.
Okay.
The budget has to be
July.
Right?
June or July.
Okay.
Are we going to need to start talking about graduation? Graduations? Are we doing graduation?
Yeah, those are on the calendar for King Cove and Sandpoint.
We'll have a promotion ceremony for our 1/8th grader.
Awesome.
I guess that could be a discussion possibly for our work session of saying the dates, I guess. Carlene, would that work?
Yes.
And if we're going to have one, if we're like that type of discussion with COVID, if we need to be worried about it or not. Thank you. Am I missing anything else? Thank you, guys. Next agenda item is the date, time, and location. And that would be where it sounds like there's some discussion on possibly definitely two, if not even three board members, that the set date that we had was April 19th, but it may not work for everybody the way it sounds. So can we have Cheryl, could you do a survey poll to see when we could all be available, please?
Yeah,
Monday's
I can.
A good idea.
Thank you. Is there any more discussion on the date, time, or location of the next meeting? I think Zoom would be fine. Hearing none, we will move on to executive session. The superintendent board relations, superintendent contract, superintendent's evaluation. Can I have somebody make a motion to go into executive session?
I'll make a motion to move into executive. Oh, I'll make a motion to move into executive session for superintendent board relations, superintendent's contract, superintendent evaluation, with the invite to our attorney, Clint Campion. Okay.
Yes.
A second, Ms. Carlene.
I'll second it.
I have a second by Carlene. I have a motion made by Rayette and a second by Carlene to go into executive session at 8:40 for superintendent board relations, superintendent contract, superintendent's evaluation. Cheryl, can I get a roll call, please?
Jackie?
Yes.
Hillary?
Yes.
Carla?
Yes.
Harlan?
Yes.
Carlene?
Yes.
Rayette?
Yes.
Rita?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Can we stay here? And have them back there?
Thank you.
I think they could hear.
And are we doing another breakout session?
I don't know. Is Kirk still on the line?
Is Kirk still on the line, Rita?
He might not be. Let me see.
I can't tell. It just shows 15.
Okay.
I can't see the.
Yeah, he is. I'm here.
Oh, okay. So would I assign manually?
Yeah, so you can
that door.
Yes, and that one.
You should be able to
his office in that door.
Just select the users that you want to assign into the room. So create one breakout room and then select the users that you'd like to assign into that room and then just hit create room and it'll activate it.
That's a sign.
Oh, he left. Right.
Sign. Okay, so let's see. Let Campion.
Did Austin set up a computer and stuff in the...
let me... I'm not sure what name it's under. I think it might be under DO board. Let me just check.
Yes, okay. The DO board is the
We're just wondering if maybe right we can sign this one in to that.
This one?
Yeah? I think it would be easier for us to go in there because they must got it all set up already.
Kirk, is it under DO board? Do you know? Is that the name of the computer in there?
Yeah.
Yes, okay, that's the one that Austin set up last week.
For the King Cove location, do we have a device? Or
I do have a device, yes.
Okay, I think you need to join the meeting with that device.
Yes, okay. That's correct.
Okay, and then for Falls Pass, let's see here, I'll... Okay, there's Harlan. Do I add Megan's device or do we have another one that we can use?
I have a device, but nobody's here now. Everybody left. So if you can just add this, that would work.
But you're on the M. Gatlin?
Yes.
Okay. And then I'm just going to wait for Rita's device. Will that automatically be a selection? Do you know Kirk?
Yes, whatever the name of her client is that she walks in with, you can just add that in.
Okay.
You can create the room now and then add her into it afterwards.
Okay. All right. Do I select open all rooms after I've added to the breakout?
That's correct.
Okay. All right.
So,
sure. Also, you're going to want to right-click on the DO conference and the KVC conference and just move them to the waiting room.
Okay, is the.
Did you move
those
to the waiting room,
Cheryl? I moved ours into. I'm going to try to figure out how to move King Cove. Where do I select? I right clicked on that little spot.
Okay.
But I don't know how to do it on this screen here. Okay, so like on them. That see, this is the screen here is King Cove.
I
admit, I guess. Oh, no, that's admitting us back in, I think.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Yeah, that would readmit you back into the room, which you'll do at the end. But right now, you want to right-click on KVC conference and and then select move to waiting room. There you go.
Hey, Kirk, can you hear me?
It's not in the waiting room. Yes.
Yeah. Hey, Kirk. So it said that the executive session, when they entered the room, it said something about recording. Have you seen, do you see anything about the executive session recording?
Here, we can try. Recording stopped.
Is that, did that cause pause it for them?
Yeah.
Should we check? Do you mean ask them? Because they can't record that.
They record individually, so it shouldn't actually.
You there, Kirk?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Volume down. Okay, Cheryl was muted. Sorry, you've probably been talking to me the entire time.
they record individually, so you should just be able to. Whoever's in that room, there should be somebody in there as host that can pause the recording or stop the recording. But the breakout rooms are individual recordings from the primary.
Okay.
You can also pause this recording too, since there's nothing going on.
Yeah, we did pause this recording. It'd be nice if in the room.
It's recording.
It says recording pause on my side.
Oh, right. Okay. Sorry.
Do you see that on your side too? I just want to make sure.
Yes.
Okay.
Is it door shut in on there?
Yeah. Then you were talking to us the entire time, telling us to put things in. I couldn't hear you until I unmuted it.
Well, does Kirk want to go? I mean, I think we can manage. Do you think that's a good idea or no?
I'm not the host on my side.
I'm the host.
Yeah.
I don't know, whatever you think.
He can't really administrate anything from his side.
Yeah, it's fine. I can stay. It's I'm having a little bit of a hard time because all I have with me right now is my iPad and phone. So I don't have the full client on here.
Maybe we could just text him when we need him, kind of a thing. It was like a 2-hour meeting last time. Hopefully it won't be that long.
I can stay on. It's not that big of a deal. I'm just kind of listening and working on my other stuff around here anyway.
Shoot. Okay. It's 11:40. I mean, it's almost midnight over there though, right?
Yeah, it's not a problem.
Actually, they're only 3 hours ahead. They're on Central Time where they're at. They're so far up the panhandle, they're only on Central Time.
Okay. If you can give me a ride here shortly, that would be perfect.
Yeah, we just got out of executive session.
Oh, that's a pretty good timing. Yeah. I thought you
finished my tasks. Nice. Awesome. I wish it was that easy. Oh, shit.
But I don't hear anything.
Sure.
I
didn't want to take
one. I don't know where King Cove is. Okay, they're in the waiting room.
You just have to click back on them and hit admit back to room on each one.
Okay. I don't. Okay, waiting room. Got it. View. Okay, add. Okay.
send me a code. Oh, it took a long time before.
Oh, okay. Are we all on? Harlan, are you back?
Yep, yep. But okay. We got kicked out to another room.
Yeah, me okay. And Harlan.
Sounds good. We are here. Jackie and I are here, but our camera is stayed down, but we are here.
I make a motion to come out of executive session at... What time is it?
9:40. 9:40.
A second, Ms. Harleen. So a motion made by Hillary.
Recording
to come
in
out
progress.
Of executive session at 9:40 with no action taken. Seconded by Carlene. Can I get a roll call, Cheryl, please?
Harlan?
Yes.
Carla?
Yes.
Hillary?
Yes.
Jackie?
Yes.
Rayette?
Yes.
Carlene?
Yes.
Rita?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you. Can I get a motion to adjourn, please?
Make a motion to adjourn. This is Rayette.
I have Rhett making a motion. I have a second by Carlene.
Yes, second.
Perfect. Everybody in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All in favor? Meeting is adjourned. 9:41. Thank you, everybody.
Good night.
Good night.
Night.